I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. In Congo, people are greeting the first democratic process in 40 years with concern. The fear is the threat of violence that hangs over the ongoing voter registrations. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says their team is concerned over the threat to evangelistic work.
That is a concern I think that our missionaries have, that there could be renewed fighting and some of these dissidents who are even hiding in the forest then could come out again. That is the security aspect of freedom of travel that we presently have, where we are able to travel into all our areas where our churches are located.
We turn next to Kazakhstan, where the Bible League is voicing concern over the impact of the new religion law. Their Central Asian director says under it, freedoms they had for ministry a year ago are gone. The law bans all unregistered religious groups, calls for all biblical literature to be certified, and forces missionaries to get permits to work. Pray that God will make ways for the Bible League to continue to provide Bibles and training to church workers in Kazakhstan. And even as unrest plagues Haiti as the nation prepares for presidential elections, Men for Missions International is excited about plans for the future. Men for Missions' Warren Hartig says they're planning to break ground for a new seminary in Capation later this month. Trained pastors are an ongoing need as they go from groundbreaking to opening the much-needed seminary.
So that's exciting that we're going to start a new seminary project. And so that'll be a project where a lot of men and women can be involved not only giving, but praying and then going and actually building. And so we'll do that in different phases as we have money.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Change Lives, available by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a pretty good prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.